Welcome back to Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford, and we've got a Pulitzer Prize-winning rock musical for you on the second half of the show. It's Next to Normal, courtesy of the Winston-Salem Theater Alliance. But first, we go behind the scenes with Wake Forest University Professor of Communication, Film Studies, and Women's and Gender Studies, Mary Dalton. Today, she'll be taking in three religious-themed films that have been generating some praise and some scorn, but one thing they've got in common, besides the religion part, they're pulling in some big bucks.
I don't know if it's Easter or spring or just a coincidence, but it does seem like there have been a lot of films with religious themes in theaters recently. And there are three of them that couldn't be more different, but they're all bringing in some traffic at the box office. I have to be honest, I didn't much want to see any of them. And one of the reasons is I just don't think religious movies work very well. When you're trying to deal with the metaphysical, film being such a literal medium makes it hard to capture the essence of something. But I think it's important to think about these three films, God is Not Dead, Heaven is for Real, and Noah, and to kind of evaluate them on at least two levels, as films and also as theological conversations. So I kind of thought I would start out in ascending order. Yes, I know that's kind of a bad pun, but I'll start with God is Not Dead. And I have to say that this film really didn't work for me. I felt that it was a movie that closes off conversation instead of sparks conversation. It was fundamentalist and anti-intellectual. And as a film, getting away from the theological components, it has uneven acting, it's unintentionally melodramatic, at least I think it's unintentional, and there's a real awkward integration of storylines.
You don't want to deny your faith. I get it. So the answer's simple, drop the class.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I can do that. I feel like God wants someone to defend him.
Don't be ridiculous.
I don't know, I just keep thinking of that C.S. Lewis line. Only a real risk can test the reality of a belief.
So you're gonna risk our future over your yearbook quote? Josh, why am I here?
That's what I was tempted to say in the theater. Why am I here? The answer, though, is pretty clear. It was to see what all the ruckus was about over the film. I think the movie, God is Not Dead, is overly simplistic, and it's not very inclusive. Heaven is for Real worked a little better for me. It's based on a 2010 best-selling Christian book written by a Nebraska preacher about his son's trip to heaven and back. Fortunately, Greg Kinnear, who must be one of the most appealing actors ever, plays the pastor in the movie.
What about the hospital? How do you feel about that? Does that scare you?
No, that's where the angels sang to me.
The angels sang to you?
Yes.
When?
During the operation, when Mom was in one room talking on the phone, and you were in another room yelling at God.
I have to say I was a little surprised by this film. It was predictable, it's very formulaic, but it's not preachy and it's not too sentimental. The acting's pretty good. I've already said that I think Greg Kinnear's great. The writing is really fitting for the film. There's nothing particularly sentimental, which is a plus, but there's also nothing that is too terribly cliched, which is a bonus. And the most important thing about it is that it encourages conversation. It doesn't sort of assert a particular perspective. It's open for questions. When I heard that Darren Aronofsky was making a film about the biblical character Noah, I really was shocked, and I didn't want to go see the movie particularly. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Darren Aronofsky's. I love Requiem for a Dream and The Wrestler and Black Swan, among others. He's just an amazingly talented filmmaker. But I was reluctant to see this film, and I just simply could not imagine how this filmmaker would decide to do a film with Russell Crowe about Noah. But since he's such a brilliant filmmaker, I decided I would go. And I was really glad that I did.
Our family has been chosen for a great task. To save the innocent.
The innocent?
The animals.
Why are they innocent?
Because they still live as they did in the garden.
Yes. And we need to save enough of them to start again.
But what of us?
I guess we get to start again too. In a new and better world. But first, we have to build.
If you go back and read the story of Noah in the Old Testament, there's not a lot of content there, despite the fact that this turns out to be a surprisingly complex story on screen. It's true, Darren Aronofsky takes some liberties in expanding the story, but if you accept that the Old Testament talks about giants, for example, and put that in the context of viewing the film, or also think about some of the meanings that we might get from the Abraham and Isaac story, you'll see references to these things in the film Noah. But the thing that amazed me about this film is that the essence of it ties together so many different narrative threads in the Old Testament. What Aronofsky does, though, is he puts them in a context that encourages both conversation and deep reflection. Not so surprisingly, this is an ambitious, stunningly rendered film. This is one of the most beautiful films visually in terms of the cinematography and the juxtaposition of images and the production design that I've seen in a long time. One criticism of the film Noah that I think is actually a strength is that it deals with some things that are topical now, too, in terms of thinking about Noah's responsibility as a steward of the earth and linking that to contemporary conversations about climate change. Noah is not a perfect film. It's sprawling and ambitious, and it's not a consistently perfect little gem like some of Aronofsky's other films, but it certainly is a film worth considering. So of these three films that I think of as God, Heaven, and Noah, the one I need to see again is Noah. There's so much more there for me to think about, to process, and I have to say, since I did see the film Noah, I've thought about it an awful lot.
Wake Forest University Professor of Communication, Film Studies, and Women's and Gender Studies, Mary Dalton. That's a little old segment we like to call Behind the Scenes. I'm David Ford. This is Triad Arts Weekend, and it's time for one more little intermission before Winston-Salem Theater Alliance returns with their production of Next to Normal. Next, when Triad Arts Weekend continues.